CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Staffing shortages continue to plague local hospitals. The Listowel-Wingham Hospitals Alliance announcing the emergency departments will close at various times this long weekend. Wingham's emergency department will be closed Saturday at 5 p.m. and reopen Sunday at 7 a.m. Listowel's emergency department will close Sunday at 5 a.m. and reopen at 7 p.m. Patients are asked to call 911 if they have a medical emergency. Incumbent Owen Sound Mayor Ian Boddy has announced he will officially seek a third term as head of City Council. Boddy filed nomination papers yesterday saying he was proud of the positive changes in building the community and making Owen Sound a better place to live. As of this morning, according to the City of Owen Sound's website, Boddy and City of Owen Sound Councillor Richard Thomas are running for mayor. Nominations close August 19th and voting begins October 14th at 10 a.m. Boddy became the city's mayor in 2014. The Perth County OPP have introduced a new space for residents to conduct safe online sales interactions between sellers and buyers in West Perth. Ryan Drury has the details.
Online classified and auction sites are often used as tools to sell stolen property to unknowing victims and can present a safety threat. With that in mind, two new Project Safe Trade spaces have been installed on Wellington Street in the parking lot across the street from the Mitchell Fire Hall. The spots are marked with signs and are considered a community safety zone. Project Safe Trade is designed to assist online buyers and sellers in having a safe place to complete their transactions. For CKNX News, I'm Ryan Drury.
Under a mandated buyback scheme, the federal government is proposing to pay $1,337 as compensation to people who surrender an AR-15 gun. Public Safety Canada published a price list showing owners of prohibited firearms what they can expect to receive under the scheme. Up to August 28th, Ottawa is accepting comments on the suggested compensation levels from businesses, industry, and gun owners. The more than 1,500 models and versions of what the government regards as assault-style rifles would be covered by the mandatory buyback program. The second annual Point Clark Youth Day is happening this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., beginning at Blue Park. Point Clark Beach Association Board Director Robert Foster says it's a free event for kids
to dress up their bikes, put on costumes if they so desire, come with their parents, and we're going to be doing the bike parade from Blue Park down to our lighthouse. And at the lighthouse, we're also going to be having a Touch a Truck event.
The Touch a Truck Show will feature a fire truck, a tractor, a dump truck, and other vehicles for the youth to see, touch, and learn about. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays confirming that pitcher Yusei Kikuchi will start today's series opener against the Detroit Tigers. This will be the left-hander's first start since July 5th, where he came off injured after 2.1 innings. The Blue Jays placed Kikuchi on the 15-day injured list with neck strains on July 7th. First pitch tonight is 7:07, and you can catch all the action live on CKNX. Two local baseball teams will represent Ontario at the upcoming Canadian Softball Championships. The Terra Twins and Chatsworth Longhorns will take part in the Under-15 Boys Canadian Fast Pitch Championship in Wilmot from August 3rd to the 7th, where they will match up with teams from across the country. Edmonton will host next month's World Junior Hockey Tournament despite the fact Hockey Canada's in the middle of a parliamentary hearing around alleged sexual assault cases and the organization's handling of them. The World Junior Tournament is operated by the International Ice Hockey Federation, not Hockey Canada. Clouds and some sunny breaks this afternoon. We could see some showers or possibly thunderstorms. Partly cloudy tonight, low 11. Partly sunny tomorrow, high up to 24 degrees. It's all sunshine for the weekend. Sunny Saturday, high 26, and sunny Sunday with a high of 29.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.